You had mentioned that just quickly that you often took in the summers when you didn't have guests, that you would go other places and take, you know, work in different locations.
Oh, yeah.
And that was not necessarily what other innkeepers in town were doing.
No, I don't know anyone else who did that because there was only winter business. The first 3 years that we were in Stowe were fantastic snow winters. Now, there was no snow making then. And then we had 3 winters in a row where the season would end in the middle of March. And 1 year, our gross for the winter season was $1,500, which used to be what we would take in the month of January. And so we had to get other work. And Werner worked down in Springfield for, can't think of the name right now, it's one of the big companies down there doing drafting, machine work and stuff. And one summer we worked as a cook and butler for a family over in Shelburne, who also had a place down on the Cape. And one summer he took a summer job as a bartender down there. And, you know, I had the children, so we worked together or he worked and I took care of the kids. And then that was the summer my mother invited us out to California with the children and gave us our car to take a trip because she forgot she'd promised Fred she would take a trip with them. So we got to go all, I don't know how much the kids remember about that, but I can remember stopping at 4 p.m. so they could get out and play. And I would say to them at night, what would you like to eat? And I finally gave in and it's just hamburgers every night kind of thing. Got to San Francisco and stayed with a friend there and went up to Eugene, Oregon, which is where one of my classmates lived. But on the way, we stopped at Crater Lake, which had just opened in June. It had just opened. There was still 6 feet of snow along the edges, and we went to Mount Lassen, and we went to Crater Lake and Yosemite, and this was a great trip. I'm not sure how much they remember, but it was fun.
So during the summers when you were trying to make some extra money, what were the other innkeepers doing with their summer months?
Playing tennis and golf and that way. I don't think anybody else, you know, now that I stop to think about it, was in the same position we were. The women at the Gables, they didn't do any. And I know Betty and Marion. Marion had been in the, Betty and Marion had both been in the Navy. So whether they had some sort of pension or not, I don't know. But I don't recall, now that I really never thought of it until this minute. I don't think anybody else did other work.
And maybe they had more of a financial cushion.
I think so, yeah. I'm going down the road, you know, and thinking of the people that I know. I mean, the Savages had money, and the Blovelts, who had the round hearth, Gilchrist, they had the round hearth. They had kids, but I don't remember anybody else doing any other work.
You would just shut down your inn, and then you'd return in when school started?
And yeah.
And open up your doors around the first snow of the year?
Well, I mean, most of the time I was there. Mm-hmm. The time that we went to be the cook and the butler, my mother came and took care of the kids, so she stayed at the house, and she had friends come to visit. And when Werner was on the Cape, I was at the house. When he was at Springfield, that was sort of winters. And, of course, at that time, there was mostly just weekend business in Stowe, right in the very beginning, except for the major holidays.